both ministers, and this outward demonstration of her faith is as natural to her as breathing. When we first met, I was a very new believer. I was still trying to figure out how a person like me, who had always been drawn to New Age theology and tolerance of all things, could suddenly be convinced that I was totally wrong. So her in-your-face Christianity was a shock to me. But she was there for me in my hour of need, and the fact that we were both plus-size women, although I was considerably heavier, bonded us even more closely. Our friendship continued long distance, and when she moved to Brentwood, a she-she area of L.A., I wasted no time getting her to work on one of my favorite committees. Great. Thanks for letting me know, Michelle. It's well past the time we expected the governor to arrive, so this is welcome news. Quickly grabbing one more delicate puff pastry as another silver tray passes by, I pop it into my mouth and let it melt, savoring every morsel. This will fill me up for hours. It doesn't take much these days. I lower my voice and practically whisper into my headset to my assistant. Susan, the governor's here. The Secret Service will make sure he gets into the room. And what a beautiful room it is. The Grand Salon cast its spell on me years ago, when, as a teen, I'd attended a wedding here aboard the legendary Queen Mary, docked permanently in Long Beach Harbor. So when the committee suggested a Titanic theme for the Diamond Ball, a benefit to fund the Palm Crest Children's Center, I immediately knew this high-polished wood, crystal, and mirrored palace would be the perfect location. Secret Service activity rouses me from my thoughts as the electricity kicks up a notch in the room. But at this moment, my main concern is not the governor. My main concern is trying to smile graciously at Evelyn Grayson, the honorary chairperson of the committee, who is walking toward me with a look of disdain on her perfectly reconstructed face.
"Dee, where is he?" the Ice Queen cackles. "Do you know what this looks like? Is he going to be a no-show? What on earth are..."
"Don't worry, Evelyn. He's here. The Secret Service is bringing him through the back entrance right now. We've got it handled. Really.
You look absolutely stunning this evening."
Evelyn takes a deep breath and appears less anxious and surprisingly grateful for the compliment. She really does look beautiful, regardless of the fact that she's a witch.
"Well, thank you, dear. So do you. That's an old Dion von Furstenberg, isn't it? I had one like it years ago. I suppose I'll go tell the guests at my table that the governor really is our guest of honor. They were beginning to think they'd been duped."
"Are your guests enjoying themselves so far? May I get your table anything? A bottle of champagne? More appetizers?"
"A heavy dose of Prozac for you, perhaps?" "No, thank you, dear. We're fine."
And away she goes in a cloud of Creed Florissimo, but not before looking over her shoulder to say,
"Don't you think a black and white Ascot ball theme would be lovely for next year's event? Have Susan add that to the list."
What list? Watching her walk away on her Prada-clad feet in her Badgley Mischka couture gown that cost what I paid for my last car, I remember what my boss told me years ago when I first began working with wealthy socialites and philanthropists. "These people are just like you and me, Dee," Arita insisted. "They have the same struggles, the same pain, and the same concerns we do. Many of them suffer from incredible self-esteem issues, especially those you'd least think would. Treat them with respect, yes, but there is no need to bow down to them. You are no one's slave. Once they know you are intimidated by them, that's it. You'll lose your credibility. Remember, they're just like us, except they have a few more zeros at the end of their bank account balance." A few is an understatement. This is Los Angeles, home to countless beautiful and wealthy people. The combined net worth of the...